You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The story this morning is entitled A Hole in the Fence. A Hole in the Fence. So there was once a little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Imagine that! A whole 37! That's a lot! Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. At least he was obedient. Because I think there are kids who will be like, I am not going to do that. Angry or not, there is no way I'm going to hammer anything anywhere. Some kids be like that. But this boy, shame. At least one thing we can say is no. At least he listened. He listened because he did exactly what his dad said he should do. So, yeah, that at least that was good. The father then says to him, Okay, no. Then there was a day, actually, right, when the boy did not lose his temper at all. And he told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper, take out the nails. Oh, well. The day passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand, and he led him to the fence. He said, "You have done very well, my son. Very well. But look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same again. See, when you say things in anger, they leave a scar. They leave a scar. Just like the nails left a hole in the fence. You can put a knife in a man and draw the knife out. It don't matter how many times you say, I'm sorry, okay? The reality, the truth of the matter is that the wound would still be there. A verbal wound, by the way, something that you say with your mouth, is just as bad as a physical one. So, friends and loved ones, you should remember, they are a rare jewel. You know what a jewel is? Like something really special, a treasure. Okay? They are special. They make you smile and encourage you to succeed. They lend an ear to you, okay, to listen to you. They share a word of praise. And they always want to open their hearts to us, all of us. We should water our relationships with kindness, because that way they then will grow. So be careful, little lips, what you say. You know that beautiful song. And you won't chase especially good friends away. I hope you are learning something this morning.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.